The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of Quality Roofing Solutions.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, they're here from Quality Roofing. They'll tell you everything you know about being up on the roof. Good morning. We have Benjamin Murphy here. He's their director of marketing. And someone new to the show, Adam Solatis. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
He's the
production manager for Quality Roofing. So let's talk about Quality Roofing. Tell me all about yourselves.
Absolutely. Well, good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
You too.
Yeah, so we Quality Roofing Solutions is the top-rated local contractor, roofing contractor here in the Gulf Coast. You know, we serve all the way from the Alabama state line through Panama City, residential, replacement, commercial, repair, everything in between. We work on all kinds of roof systems. Like I said, we are top-rated on Google. I think we're just about 1,000 reviews.
Yeah, wow,
Pensacola.
That's fantastic.
So we're really stoked about that, and I'm really stoked to have Adam here with us. He's our production manager here in Pensacola, and really just an incredible guy, but does an incredible job at leading our team, our crews, and can really be a great insight into giving some of the audience some maybe hurricane preparation tips or some of those things that you often see out in the field, Adam. But more so, I want to be able to kind of introduce you and you know, give you the opportunity to tell people a little bit about what you do and your role, what that looks like day to day.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Yeah, so Adam Solatis here, Quality Roofing. It's honestly, working for Quality has been probably like the greatest place that I've been so far, just down from the top down with the people, with the crews. So a little bit about what I do. Have you guys ever seen those people on the side of the road that have like all the 7 different instruments attached to them?
Yes.
Like the harmonica, the drum, and then the trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
They're all going off at once. That's kind of what a day in the life of working in production in the roofing industry looks like, especially at Quality.
You
got to be ready for everything, yeah. I'm telling you. But there's something about that controlled chaos, I guess, if you will, that one makes the day go by fast.
Wow.
But it's there's fun. It's something that I like about that. It's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, it does keep us busy, and being able to serve our customers here in our community has been great.
Well, see, there's just the title production manager for a roofing company sounds to me like a lot. So on any given day, how many like projects, quote unquote, are you overseeing at once?
On any given day, on average, anywhere from 7 to 10 projects.
Whoa.
A day.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
Sometimes more if we have some rain.
Yeah.
Right? So the rain kind of throws us off schedule, but it kind of gets us in our prime time.
Okay.
Right? So we get to actually get all hands on deck and make some stuff happen.
What time does your day start?
Day starts at 6 o'clock when the sun comes up, really.
I had a feeling.
Yeah,
until it goes down.
From the sun up to sundown.
Wow.
We are planning, prepping, moving the puzzle pieces around, and making it happen. So, but you know, we have, a great team behind us that's watching weather apps, that's, making sure that we're prepped, and prepared, to get the job done. And before you know it, it's already Friday afternoon, and we've done 100 projects, or just taking care of many customers.
Wow.
And so it's good.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Okay. So we just had a question come in already this morning. We're talking with Ben and Adam from Quality Roofing. If you have a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is a pretty straightforward question. What is the average cost of a new roof right now?
Well, that's a great question. Yeah, of course, there's a lot of variables that go into it.
Mm-hmm.
On average, we see about $14,000 to $16,000 as the average cost of a roof. Now, that's, again, a lot of variables can go into that, from the type of product you're using to the underlayment selection, how steep the pitch is on
that's
the roof.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of about what we see on average?
Okay.
Great question, though.
Right. Well, we also have a question. My insurance company has sent me a letter saying they're going to drop me next year on coverage. I still feel like my roof has some time left. How can I find a new insurance carrier that will cover my roof? And I guess the other question would be, can you do an inspection or something to help them determine how much time that roof would have?
That's a, absolutely.
It's kind of a complicated question, but...
Yeah, no, yeah, we can definitely, we have a team that does just that, right?
Uh-huh.
We go out, do an inspection on your roof and give you a little bit more insight to maybe extend the longevity of whatever the insurance term is. So first step is get us out there to take a look at the roof. This way we can do a proper inspection. We're walking the whole roof, giving recommendations, even a full report you'll have in hand. To be able just to have a little bit more context on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, having been a former homeowner, would it make sense then to have an inspection like that right now, but pre-hurricane season, to maybe kind of spotlight some flaws or something you're not even aware of to get ready?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. And just circling back real quick on to Adam's mention about that inspection report. So we do provide certified inspection reports that not only will you get that document, but you can send that document to your insurance mm-hmm. company and say, hey, I have had a contracted roofer look at this, and it actually does have some life left.
Right.
So if they're just kind of, you know, the insurance company is just sending, not just sending letters, but they're basing it off of age of home and
some policy that's been in place for who knows how long.
Exactly.
It says after a certain number of years, you got
to
change.
Yeah, and we see those letters starting to go out at really 10 to 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a lot of changes here in Florida with the insurance agencies and those that are still providing coverage. Although, there is an opportunity, if you feel like your roof still has some life left, we'd love an opportunity to come and take a look at it. There is an opportunity, and there's some great resources that we could send you in terms of finding an additional insurance carrier that may be able to help you. But I will say that a lot of the decision on a insurance carrier deciding to cover a homeowner is based on that roof.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that same issue. A lot of customers have come to it. I got this letter. I got a replace my roof or do so, or they're dropping me.
Right. Well, timely right now as we're in hurricane season.
Absolutely. I would also just encourage that listener, the MySafe Florida program is going on right now. So,
talk about that too, Ben, because a lot of people really aren't aware of it, but it is a great program.
I wish I had a bigger soapbox to stand on and tell people about this thing. It is fantastic. It's a state program that they just refunded. So they just sent or allocated another $280 million. To this program, and allows homeowners to have an inspection done by the state. They'll come out and send an inspector. It's not a state inspector, but somebody they contract, and really have an opportunity to see what kind of weather fortification that your home could utilize or benefit from a roof system, windows and doors, garages. There's a lot of opportunity. The really cool thing about this program is, for every dollar you spend, they'll match that and give you $2 up to $10,000. So
wow.
I said that roof was $15,000 earlier. Mm-hmm. Well, you're spending $5,000. The state's going to cover the other $10,000.
Incredible. That's fantastic.
I mean, that's not affecting your insurance. You're mm-hmm. not putting in a claim, so that's not going to affect your insurance rates. And you're getting a new roof that you know is going to last. And part of this program that they're really pushing with the roof side is the secondary water barrier,
mm-hmm.
Which that ice and water shield, which we call it, it's a secondary barrier. If those shingles come off for whatever reason in a storm, you have another layer of protection to stop the water from coming in.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I didn't even know that existed.
It's
cool.
So
how does that work?
I'll let Adam talk to more of the technical side, but it's an incredible
product. I've never heard
product.
Of that. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, no, that is a good point. And essentially, just as what Ben mentioned, it is a secondary water barrier. It's if shingles during a storm, a hurricane, what have you, you're essentially protected without your shingles being on the roof, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it gives you that extra layer of protection for peace of mind, and especially for your insurance company.
Right.
To know, hey, if something does happen, this home has taken the extra precaution to have that secondary water barrier there.
Well, that would certainly make a difference with your insurance, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, I saw, again, circumstances change for every carrier, every situation, depending where you're at. But I saw about a 40% savings on my insurance when I had my roof replaced a couple of years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I utilized this MySafe program, mm-hmm. and it was huge.
So where do they go to get that program or to find out more about it?
MySafeFLHome.com. MySafeFLHome.com.
Okay, MySafeFLHome.com.
You got
Write that down. If nothing else, just look into it and see if possibly you qualify for something.
Absolutely.
Can't hurt.
You can always contact our team at QualityRoofingSolutions.com or 850-788-7691, and we'd be happy to help you as well. We've helped hundreds of customers utilize that program take advantage of it. I mean, that's a great opportunity to know that your home is safe for this hurricane season.
Okay, I have another question that came in. Thinking about replacing my roof, are shingles the only option anymore, or is there something better or stronger?
Yeah, we have a lot of different options, from your standard shingle to an upgraded version of your shingle, but also metal, tile, stone-coated steel. There's metal. A handful of options, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have all of those to walk through and talk with you about, mm-hmm. and kind of the pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a consumer as well. I love all the details.
Yeah.
All the details, all the info, give it to me. Let me make a spreadsheet. Let me talk about it. And so we have all that information. So, yes, the question is there are other options.
Now, I'm assuming they might be more expensive than regular shingles, or is there a type of shingle that you recommend that's out there now? I know that with so many areas of home building and construction, there are trends. What are the trends right now in 2025?
Well, we primarily utilize a CertainTeed brand shingle. Mm-hmm. We have found that is just the shingle that holds up the best. It provides the best warranty coverage for our customers. And to Adam's point, there's a lot of really easy upgrade options, if you will. Like even their, I'm using my air quotes here, their base product is one of the best in the industry.
Oh yeah.
And then they just have different, what's the word I'm looking for here? I don't want to say brands, different styles that just have more robust features. The color depth on them is incredible. But the other part is to that listener, we have a showroom.
Mm-hmm.
We have a place where you can come in, to Adam's point, put your hands on them, look at them, yeah. touch
oh,
them,
I
feel them.
I didn't realize you had a showroom.
Oh,
where is that located?
Yeah, we're right here off of West Herman Avenue in Pensacola. So we've got a team that's there ready to help you if you have questions. We have samples if you want to just maybe take it back to your house and see what that color is going to look like against your house. It's a big decision, right?
Right.
Make sure
course.
It looks nice.
Of course.
Yeah. We have all those resources available for you. And
excellent.
As well as our team can come out and bring those to you if you wanted to have a free estimate done.
Okay. Well, we had a caller that just called in, Greg, and he was asking about the Florida Safe Home Program. Do you happen to know if there are income restrictions to that? I said I told him on the phone I wasn't sure, but do you know about it?
I believe there are income restrictions. I don't know actually if it's income restrictions or home value.
Oh,
I would encourage you to
look on the website. That's what I told him. Yeah, look.
Absolutely. And I know that they are also issuing grants based on a certain priority. So those who are of an older age and low income, and then those who are lower income, and then they're rolling them out to, I think, different areas after that. So
mm-hmm.
I would definitely encourage Greg to check out the website. They get into more details and much more of the specifics on qualification.
Okay, good. Thank you, Greg, for calling in. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts are from Quality Roofing this morning, Ben and Adam. Please text in your questions at 850-437-1620. Got another question. Since home insurance companies will usually only insure you if your roof is 15 years or less in age, is there any reason to go with 30-year shingles?
Well, there's not really going to be a difference from my understanding, and Adam, please correct me if I'm wrong, that you're not going to really find a shingle that's going to be maybe less expensive and find that 15-year mark.
Mm-hmm.
The shingles we install are 25 years right out of the gate.
Right.
It is just unfortunate that the insurance company requires you to go ahead and replace that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily want to put an more inexpensive option on my roof,
mm-hmm.
Knowing that is the barrier of defense between a storm. So it really is up to the customer and what they're looking for. But my recommendation is, I mean, you buy once, buy right.
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 And again, I don't really think there's a shingle that is a smaller lifespan, if you will.
No, I mean, the standard is changing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The products are superior, especially with CertainTeed is what we install. And to Ben's point, There may be, if there is a cheaper option out there, in the benefit of like my home, if I were roofing my home, the Superior product, the 30-year shingle, that's what I want to put on there.
Right.
But to say there's a huge cost savings in that, I would probably say that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Going with the product that backs their warranty, says, hey, this is our, we've built this product in a way to outlast. Really outlast a storm or any situation you might come across. That's what I would go with.
Absolutely. I would agree.
Okay. Well, that's great questions.
I love the questions.
I know. Everybody's really thinking about their roofs right now. I told them, as I came in, I said, you know, we're in the season that I hate to say the word, but we're in the season.
So
people have questions now. They're starting to think about, do I need to fix something before we do get a warning or a tropical storm coming through?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, give us a call. We're here to help. We love serving our community. We've been here for almost 20 years. We're locally owned and operated. The owner is born and raised out of Milton.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Love working alongside him every day. Our leadership team is incredible, but more importantly, all of our team is incredible. They're here to help our customers, and we're here to just answer questions. If you don't need something, you don't need a roof. We're not selling you a roof.
Right.
We're here to be the experts and provide you that the resource and the guidance that so many people seek out. So
Ben, what's the best way for people to reach you to ask those questions?
Yeah, call our team. We are there. We pick up the phone. We still believe in answering the phone.
Stop it.
I know.
That in and of itself is worth a phone call.
That's right.
A home service company that answers the phone.
Yes.
And if there is an issue and we don't know the answer, we're going to call you back too. Don't even worry about that.
Oh,
but
that's great.
850-788-7691. You can call and talk to a live person. If you have questions, if you want to schedule an estimate, we're here to help you. And we have a lot of resources on our website, qualityroofingsolutions.com. The ability, again, we have a lot of blogs, a lot of information. You can meet our team. You can do our online instant quote tool.
Caller
earlier who had the question about, you know, what's the average cost of a roof, you can put in your address,
mm-hmm.
make a little couple of tweaks, kind of outline it, and then it'll give you a ballpark estimate of what you could come to expect to pay for that roof. Now, again, it's an estimate. Call one of our team members to get an exact quote.
Right.
But it's a really great resource if you're thinking about, what am I looking at for that investment?
No, that sounds great. And what's the website again?
QualityRoofingSolutions.com.
So that's very cool. That's a great tool to have.
It is.
So, and typically when you start on a project, Adam, what do you find? How do you start? What's the first thing you do when you say, okay, here it is. Here's the job. Now what?
So
talk about the process a little bit, because honestly,
for sure,
I know nothing about it.
No?
Other than when are we starting and when is it going to be done? Those are my two. But maybe it'd be interesting to hear with your process.
Well, we have a in-depth process. I'll start at the game day is what we call it, showing up to actually do the roof. We start with, like Ben said, we actually call you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just got a text that says, I just called to make an appointment with you guys. Thanks for the info.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. That's awesome.
That's
so
right.
Apparently someone answered the phone.
Hey, that's
we did answer the phone. Right,
we say what we're going to do.
So go ahead,
Yeah,
Adam.
So we reach out with contact to first answer any questions, just as you mentioned, any questions that you want to know about the roof. We let you in on the whole process, from what to expect to protecting your home, right? The surrounding stuff around your home, because when you're roofing a house, there's a lot of debris that's coming off, right?
Yes.
All the old shingles. If you're looking at it when we're tearing off, you might freak out a little bit, like, oh my goodness, what's going on? There's shingles everywhere. But we do a great job at protecting any debris coming off. And we also do a great job on cleanup. So we'll start at protecting your house with tarps, protecting your AC unit, going through the process. We have a quality assurance representative that contacts you and is there throughout the project, in and out, checking in, giving updates. So you're in the loop the whole time. There's no questions on what's happening, what's going on. And we also have a customer portal, which is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
We upload photos in real time, So you can sit in your living room and not even step outside and know what's going on.
That's, which is good when it's as hot as it is.
I know. That's right.
That's great.
So once we rip everything off, we go to repairing anything that we need to. Normally it's decking. Mm-hmm. If it's an older roof, we do see some decking issues that need to be replaced. We want to make sure before we even put any shingles back on or the ice and water barrier or any underlayment, we want to make sure that that foundational decking is good to go. Mm-hmm. We fix all of that. We take pictures. We make sure it's right. And then the fun part is we put whatever color choice that you selected. That's where the piece puzzle pieces start coming together. We start putting on the new shingles and that's it.
Okay.
It's seamless.
Okay, I just got another question.
Yeah.
Do you put down felt? Let's see, is it felt? I'm sorry. Do you put down felt or rubber sticky membrane? Is there a difference in price?
Yes. So the rubber
person's talking about.
Yeah.
So
no, that's great.
That.
There's a lot of different lingo out there, so I love it. We get to clarify some things.
Yes.
So no on the felt, but the rubber sticky membrane is that ice and water barrier.
Oh, okay.
It is like a self adhered. It has some adhesive on it,
mm-hmm.
and so that seals. It's self sealing on your roof. That's the ice and water barrier, what we would recommend that you go with.
And is that a lot more expensive to do? Or?
It's not a lot more expensive, no. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, Meg. I think that's a common misconception is it's a lot more expensive to, when I did my roof, I want to say it was maybe my roof was right at 13.5, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like a $400 or $500 difference.
Oh, okay.
And to have a secondary water,
yes.
to have another roof under my roof, essential in a case of a storm. Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The other option is a synthetic underlayment,
mm-hmm.
Which is also a good option, right? A synthetic underlayment is still going to give you the same level of protection, but the ice and water barrier is superior. So a synthetic underlayment or the sticky stuff, which is the ice and water.
Gotcha.
And the synthetic, correct me if I'm wrong, that does not self-adhere.
That is not self-adhered.
So mm-hmm. it still provides protection, but I mean, that ice and water shield is getting stuck to the plywood.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, the great questions coming in. Now, I've got a question for you, Adam.
Yeah.
With your years in the business, and uh-huh. you get up on that roof, what's in your history, what is the weirdest thing you've ever found up on a roof?
Oh.
As you started a project, have you? Because I know that I know that times there's squirrels, there's raccoons, there's all kinds of critters that can get up there. What's the weirdest thing you've ever come across?
The weirdest thing I've probably ever come across is it's nothing to do with animals.
Okay.
Although we have we did find like a raven or eagle's nest on a chimney.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was a two-story, so the homeowner didn't know it was there. But
right.
we had taken it down, and the funny part is that in the process of taking it down and doing the other work,
uh-huh.
the eagle, I guess, or the raven kept coming back to rebuild it.
Oh, wow. Of course, yeah.
So we've come across stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then just other roofing systems that shouldn't have been on the roof. it's kind of like a puzzle piece. Like, hey, what went on here?
So
some mysteries
roofing
in the roofing.
Sherlock over here.
That's right. Yeah, we're some investigators sometimes.
I love it. Well, we are just about out of time, guys. We have Benjamin Murphy here, Adam Solaris. Can you give us that contact information if anybody's listening that wants to reach out to you guys? How do they get in touch?
Absolutely. We're here to help you any way we can. You can reach us at qualityroofingsolutions.com. Or call one of our team members, talk to a live person, 850-788-7691.
Okay, that phone number one more time.
850-788-7691.
Okay, we've been talking with Benjamin Murphy, Adam Solaris. So Adam, you just broke into radio. You got a good
yes.
radio voice. I think it could work for you.
All right, good.
Thanks so much to our friends at Quality Roofing for being on Pep Talk.